JJ Jackson, Tom Peavy, and Ryan Lavoie all inside our studios this afternoon. We're so excited we get to go to our phone lines and welcome in our next guest. It's a friend of the program. It's none other than Sam Blum from AL.com Sports. Sam, we appreciate the time. Live from Omaha, how are things?
I only have time, so, you know, I'm free to give it. I'll be here for a minute.
So we've been catching our listeners up to speed, of course. Four innings have been played, top of the fifth inning, and play has been suspended. What have you seen out of this Auburn baseball team through these first four innings?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, you know, it's the same theme as the other night, which is defense is kind of what's going to, you know, could be what does them in. It was obviously fairly solid through the first six, seven games of this NCAA tournament, but... You know, that missed throw by Edouard Julien on Sunday night, and then Ryan Bliss booting, you know, two errors in one play, costing them two runs. That could be what you know, is the difference in this game, which might not even be played until tomorrow. I think it's a good break for Auburn right now. I think they got a break as this rain came, you know, to kind of regroup and get that pitcher, Bobby Miller, out of the game. He's good. He's a really good pitcher, through eight shutout innings against East Carolina to get them to the College World Series, so... You know, they're going to have five innings of the bullpen to kind of try and beat up on them. But, you know, if they can't get the defense in order, it really won't matter.
How do you expect Auburn to handle their pitching staff the rest of the way, assuming we are able to get nine full innings of play in either tonight or tomorrow? And then how do you expect what relievers might Louisville pull in?
Yeah, you know, I'm not 100% sure what Louisville is going to do. But I think Auburn, you know, they're in a somewhat – difficult position. I bet you're going to see guys in these last few innings that you might not have seen the entire tournament. First guess would be Richard Fitz come out probably start off after the delay. If they do end up playing tonight, Ryan Watson could come back if they end up playing tomorrow. I bet because he's really only got one batter out, but I doubt they'd go to him tonight if they played, but possibly tomorrow. So that would be kind of what I guess would happen. But, you know, you might see guys like Will Morrison, Kyle Gray come into this game at some point because they've kind of burned some relievers. I'm not sure if they have Cody Greenhill available. They said that was 50-50. And they also said Tanner Burns is going to be out today. Maybe if the game's played tomorrow, that changes. I'm not sure. But, you know, so there's some things that are up in the air. But I think that's kind of what they're going to be looking at. And, you know, what Louisville does, I'm not sure. You know, they obviously have a good bullpen as well. There's a reason why they've only lost now 17 games this entire season, but it's going to be an uphill battle if they're going to, you know, make a game of this.
Sam Blum of AL.com joining us right now on Sports Call. Sam, take us back to Sunday night. What was the scene like around that Auburn baseball team following Sunday's loss to Mississippi State?
You know, I was at this after the game, and I covered Virginia against UMBC in that locker room afterward, and I was covered the Final Four in that locker room afterward, and I would have to say that going into the Auburn baseball locker room after they lost on Sunday night was probably worse than both of those. It was really just a very distraught atmosphere. You know, they did not want to be having a conversation. I think it's so unique in college baseball, too, because, you know, a game like that in any other tournament, it's the end of your season. But here, you know, you got to figure out a way to come back. I mean, it's not the end of the season. They got four games against three of the best teams in the country. But, you know, you're still alive. You still just got to play baseball, so it's not over. And so it's a unique situation, and I think, you know, how they respond. I mean, they came out and played, and practiced, you know, less than 12 hours later, and tried to get it, you know, wash it away. And, you know, I think it was just a really, really devastating moment. Edouard Julien couldn't barely even talk to us. You know, I give him a lot of respect for the fact that he did speak, that he was accountable for what he, you know, for his plays. But, you know, it was just, he was not really in the mood to talk. Tanner Burns was in a real, you know, tough spot as well, so... It was a pretty devastating loss for them, and could cost them, you know, a chance to play for a championship.
Now, with that being said, one of my biggest concerns has been this team's mentality heading into this game. I know the coaches have said all the right things, the players have said all the right things, and I know they've had a practice to kind of get it out. But in reality, do you think that this team's mental status or mental ability right now is really just kind of on the fritz because of that loss?
You know, it's possible. You know, I think any time you have a loss like that, it could impact you. It's just kind of your confidence. And you kind of saw it. I think there was a play early in this game where the ball was to Julien, and again, he kind of looked a little hesitant to go after it. You know, so I think that might be impactful. But I think really the impact is, you know, you could be 1-0 in a regional. Well, I mean, that's how it is. What this is, it's a regional, basically. You know, and really there's almost no path forward if you lose that game, that first game. I mean, you have to beat Louisville, than Mississippi State or Vanderbilt once, and then the other team of Mississippi State or Vanderbilt two more times. I mean, it's almost impossible. You know, these are teams that Auburn is combined 1-7 against. So this season. So, I mean, it's really difficult to foresee a future of them making a, you know, run and for a national championship, which is the reason why you come here. You know, especially with the pitching disparity that Auburn has compared to some of the other teams here, and the offense disparity. I mean, you had a chance to go 1-0, and I think that's, you know, it's so hard to come back for any team being 0-1 in a regional or college World Series situation. Oregon State did it last year to win the championship, but you know, Oregon State was at a different level, you know, with the pitching they had and just, you know, the quality of the program. And I think that, I don't know if Auburn right now is in a spot where they can win four games against these teams in this pot. But, you know, they got a chance of that. Right now, I think the only focus is coming back from three runs now with five innings left to play in their season.
Four innings in, Sam. What have you seen from the Auburn hitters as their approach to the plate is concerned, and what do you think has to change for them in these last five innings to make up the three-run deficit?
I think their approach to the plate's been pretty good. I mean, I think the two at-bats that stand out to me the most are the two Julian at-bats, honestly. He had the 10-pitch at-bat, which was a single, then his first at-bat, and then he had to get an eight-pitch walk. So, I mean, he's come out there, and he's really been the guy that's going to run up the pitch count, you know, given the chance for Auburn to score. He scored the only run. Scheffler had a double. You know, I think the at-bats have been pretty good. You know, it was a play at the plate that cost Auburn, you know, run. I wouldn't say it cost them a run, but they could have scored, you know. Will Holland, you know, went home on a Stephen Williams hit. You know, I think they've had good at-bats against Miller. I mean, I think it'll still be an advantage to have to go to the bullpen for five innings. You know, once you get to a bullpen, you know, anything can really happen. So, but, you know, I mean, Auburn's at-bats have been good. I think that I think you know, they've had some opportunities that they haven't cashed in on yet.
Sam Blum from AL.com joining us here on the Tuesday edition of Sports Call. Sam, the three of us have never got to experience it before. Many, many, many of our listeners also haven't gotten the chance before. What's surprising? What are the cool things about the College World Series? Just talk about the event as itself that you've been able to cover these past couple of days.
I mean, honestly, I just think you just get the whole fan experience. I mean, the crowd here today isn't great, and obviously the rain kind of stinks, but, I mean, every single game is pretty much completely sold out. I mean, it transforms the city. I mean, Omaha, I'm sure, you know, for the other, you know, 50 weeks of the year, is a great city to live in and be around. But I think it's different here when it's just every hotel is completely full. I mean, this entire city is just, you know, this is what it's known for, I think, around, you know, especially college baseball and college athletic circles. So it's exciting, you know, it's fun, and it's a nice place. We got some steak last night.
That's always nice.
Yeah, it's known for steaks too. So it's got, you know, and that in college baseball. But yeah, it's a cool place. I like it. You know, hopefully we'll get to come back at some point.
How cool was it?
Or stay for a while.
Sure.
Yeah.
How cool was it that they did play a Major League Baseball game in that park just a few short days ago with the Tigers and Royals? And what did any of the Auburn players have to say about that?
I think it's cool because, you know, it's nice that there is a kind of a connection between the Major Leagues and the college baseball. I think that strength, that's becoming a little stronger as you see a lot of players now deciding to go to college instead of getting drafted into high school. Way more of that's happening. I think you see, you know, Major League Baseball making an effort to kind of connect Little League, and they have a game at you know, Williamsport later this year. You know, so I think it's nice that they, you know, make a kind of connection between the players who are trying to get to the Major League and the people that are already in the Major League. So, but, yeah, Brett Olson is a player on the Auburn team. He's, you know, he's the only guy on the team hitting 1,000, actually. He's 1-for-1 this season. But,
sure.
You know, he's from Omaha, or his family's from Omaha. His dad's obviously an Auburn great, you know, all-time saves leader in Orioles history, Greg Olson. But, you know, they obviously are from Omaha, that family. So I think it's cool for him to kind of come back. It's cool for, you know, a guy like Rankin Woldy, who actually was here 2 years ago when LSU played at the College World Series. He was on the LSU baseball team. Didn't have much of a contributing role, but, you know, was a part of it. And
right.
So there's some cool storylines with those guys.
Auburn baseball in Louisville right now. Top of the fifth inning, play has been suspended. So, Sam, kind of give us an update as to what you've been hearing in terms of getting this game back in action later tonight.
So basically what's going to happen is the players have gone back to their hotels there, okay, which are within a you know, walking distance of the ballpark. They're not walking, but they are very close. They're going to supposedly come back to the ballpark at 7 o'clock. At which point, you know, if it's still raining, they probably won't come back. But that's the plan. If it's, you know, not raining at 7 o'clock, they'll come back and we'll start at 9. And if it's, I think they'll wait, kind of rain out till 8 or 9 maybe. And if it gets past that point, they'll probably just postpone it until tomorrow early on, maybe even in the morning, to finish the game out when it's supposed to stop raining, you know, in the middle of the night. I mean, but looking at the forecast, there seems like there might be a window to play the game around 9 or 10 o'clock. So, you know, it's not really any issues with lightning. It seems to be more just, you know, a steady downpour right now. So if that lightens up, that hopefully they'll get a chance to play tonight. And, you know, we'll see what happens. But, they'll play it at some point.
It sounds like you've got some time to kill, Sam, so we do appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to chat with us here. Let our listeners know once again where they can find all of your coverage and some things that maybe aren't baseball-related that they should be on the lookout for.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I got a big story on Bryce Brown coming up tomorrow, so, you know, just in his kind of his transformation as a player as he prepares for, you know, the next level. I'm not sure if he'll get drafted, but, if you know, he's obviously hoping to get drafted, and the kind of that expectation, and now he's trying to become more of a, you know, point guard for NBA teams during this whole pre-draft process, and that's going to be coming out. Obviously, the draft is on Thursday night, so we'll see what happens there with some of those Auburn guys. You can follow me on Twitter at SamBlum3 and, you know, at AL.com. Follow along for live updates. You know, there's not much going on now, but this baseball game will, you know, hopefully get picked up and, you know, follow along there at AL.com.
Enjoy the press box there, Sam. Enjoy this rain delay as much as you can, and once again, thank you for taking time out of your schedule to chat with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Appreciate it. Take care.